Thank you for your word. And Lord, we just want to acknowledge you as King in this place. We want to acknowledge your word as the only real authority. Open our hearts, as been encouraged already this morning. Submit our hearts to your word and to your spirit. And we ask, Lord, that your word would just flow through Craig today by your spirit. And that we'd receive it well. And it would not only take the seed of your word, would take root in our hearts, but would grow and bear fruit in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I agree with that prayer. Everyone else agree? Yeah. you know, because if it's a good prayer and we'll agree with it, then it doesn't matter what I do, it'll just turn out good. that was funny. It was funny right here where I am anyway. I have good news for you. Everyone say good news. That'll come as a huge surprise to you, I'm sure, but I only ever preach good news. Amen? You can go plenty of places and hear plenty of sermons and messages that aren't good news. You can go to places even in the Christian church and not hear great news, which surprises me a little bit, but that's why I'm preaching today, is because I'm a little bit concerned that we don't all have good news and we're not all living from good news. And so I figure at the end of today, you'll be able to know good news, live from it, and the whole of the city will be changed. Amen? Amen. Woo! That's four of us that agree with that. Brilliant. Amen. Brilliant. Seven or eight now. Here we go. Warming up. Hey, I want to pray. Why don't you just stand with me? Let's pray. Just want to read these scriptures to you. This is Jesus speaking, and he said to them, "Be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything that you hear, for as you do, more understanding will be given to you." Wow. "According to the depth of your longing to understand, much more will be added to you. For those who listen with open hearts will receive more revelation. Those who don't listen with open hearts, well, they'll lose whatever little they think they have." This isn't my idea, friends. This is Jesus speaking. I'm going to give it to you one more time. And if you're sitting in this morning kind of resentful or just a bit annoyed that you need to be here and someone's made you be here, or things are just clouded in your heart today, I want you to make a choice. I'm going to invite you to choose up. To choose into a brand new story than you might be carrying right now. This is what he said. This is what Jesus said. And by the way, he's the one I worship. He's the one that I adore, that I live for, that I honor, that I bring glory to the Lord Jesus. He said this: "Be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear." You will have already heard a whole bunch of stuff already today. You're going to hear a bit more now. Just be diligent to hear and understand. So that requires a choice right now. I'm going to choose to press in to understand the meaning behind what I'm hearing. "For as you do," Jesus said this, "more understanding will be given to you." Oh, I'm just not sure if I understand, but I'm just going to tune my heart in to try to understand. As I tune in, more will be given to me. Okay, everyone, who wants more?
Yeah.
Beautiful. "According to the depth of your longing to understand, much more." Everyone say much more. "Much more will be given to you." Wow. "For those who listen with open hearts will receive more revelation." You can walk around with limited or no revelation. You can keep walking around however you've been choosing to walk around, or you can choose right now to be diligent to press into understanding, to let understanding rest on your heart. And guess what? More will be given. And then guess what else? Much more will be given. All right, Jesus, we are choosing, we're making a decision right now that we're going to press into understanding. Stuff we don't even get yet, we're going to choose to get. We're going to make a choice right now to get, to bring an understanding, to receive an understanding. So in the name of Jesus, I speak over us now the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Let the spirit of wisdom and understanding rest on each one of us, that we would get, properly understand what it is you have for us, and so that we would receive more, and so that we would receive much more. And everyone who agreed with that said,
amen.
Amen. Awesome. Now you may sit down. Does everyone have one of these? Should have been on your seat. Wave at us if you don't have one of these on your seat. There's the back row, could probably do with a bunch. Yeah, these are called pocket kingdoms. These are my precious gift to you. I spent a heap of time and effort making these things for you. Well, actually, I made them for thousands and thousands of people, but you just happen to be the recipients today. These are pocket kingdoms. These are a pocket version, a fold-out version of what you see in front of you on these banners. These pocket kingdoms are given to you today, courtesy of me. Because I thought, what better thing to do than give everyone a little gift? It fits in your wallet. It even fits in your little key pocket in your jeans, if you have a little key pocket in your jeans. But the reason we got these designed is because we wanted to have people very, very clear on their story. There are two kingdoms. Everyone say two kingdoms. Now you have to play my game if you hear. Everyone say two kingdoms.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Here is one of those kingdoms. This is a story of darkness, of the kingdom of darkness, of the kingdom of this world. This is the familiar story to us. We all know this story. This is the story that gets parroted out through the media. This is the story that gets parroted out through society. The stories of the world are the stories of darkness. You're all familiar with them. They're stories like shame and guilt and condemnation. They're stories like stress and worry and fear and anxiety. Does anyone sound like anyone thinks this is a good story? They're rubbish stories. You know, they're rubbish, rubbish stories. The story of anxiety. Imagine you wake up each morning going, oh, gee, I hope I feel even more anxious today. Not like it's ridiculous, isn't it? Oh, imagine you wake up, oh, you know, I feel so ashamed and I feel so guilty. Gee, I hope there's more of that ahead for me today. No, they're rubbish stories, right? And they're the stories of darkness. They're stories of this. That's one kingdom. Everyone say defeated kingdom. This is a defeated kingdom. The whole purpose of Christ coming, the whole reason Jesus showed up on the planet was to annihilate the kingdom of darkness. And you know what? He said he did it. Amen. Just say he made a public spectacle of these enemies, kind of pull their pants down and have a good laugh at them. They're defeated. They're done and dusted, right? Literally, it's as abrupt as that. The scriptures talk about making a public spectacle of the enemy of the stories of darkness. It's a defeated kingdom. Once more, defeated kingdom?
Defeated.
All right, and then there's another kingdom. This is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, kingdom of the Son of God. And this kingdom is gloriously advancing. This kingdom, the prophet Isaiah back in 700 AD said about this kingdom here, of the increase of Jesus' government and peace, of the increase of his reign or rule, of the increase of this kingdom, there will be no end. It will just continue to exponentially increase. This kingdom is gloriously advancing. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
That's good news. This kingdom looks like freedom. Come on. Anyone in recovery today? Who likes freedom? That's a good day. Freedom from whatever enslaves. Wow. This kingdom is love. I don't mean abusive, harmful relationship love. No, 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 it's not love. I mean never give up, always believing the best, pursuing lovingly love. Kingdom of love has come. This kingdom is a kingdom of peace. Wow. Peace, the scriptures say, that guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Heart and mind. You know, that's really significant because when you're stressed, what starts to happen?
Heart rate.
Heart rate increases. Guards your heart. Peace. Peace, this kingdom that guards your heart and your mind. Because what happens in your head when you're stressed? What do they call it? Head miles, yeah? Brain going flat chat. See, this is the story that Jesus, peace that would guard that brain of yours. You know that out of control thing that does absolutely nuts stuff? Peace. Peace, his kingdom. The kingdom of peace come in your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. His kingdom is a kingdom of healing. Hey, Adam, I don't know. Can we whack the video up? I just wanted to show you just quickly. Can you see the screens where you're sitting? Have a look at this.
Hey, check it. Check this out.
Woo! Woo!
What does the Bible say? And he went walking and leaping and praising God. How good's God? Bless you guys.
There you go. Who knows who that is? Craig Corkle. He's my mate. He's the senior pastor at Narara Valley Baptist Church. Literally just down the road. Why is he doing that? Well, we had a meeting with him, me and a few other senior leaders. We hung out together on Thursday, had lunch and a bit of time together. Well, he came to the meeting, buckled over in pain, and could just get his bum on a seat. Like he was in excruciating back pain. We just laid hands on him, prayed for him. And literally that day, he posts that. Absolutely healed by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen? I mean, who else knows that when a Baptist pastor is jumping up and down and doing cartwheels, that's a miracle? Just joking. Fair dinkum. Kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking or rule following or religion, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Everyone say joy.
Joy.
You know, when you encounter the kingdom of God, you encounter joy, and it actually puts something like this on your face. It actually lifts your face a little bit. I think I said this once before, but I was at a church, and at the back of the church, they had a little kitchenette, and at the kitchenette, there was a sign on the kitchenette, and it said, if you have Jesus in your heart, would you just let your face know? Because the kingdom is a matter of righteousness. That means rightness with God. Peace, boom, we talked about that a minute ago. And joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy, joy, joy. Wow. So, you know, it's kind of chalk and cheese, isn't it? Darkness stories that are miserable, putrid, don't want anything to do with them. And kingdom of light stories that are literally delicious. I mean, delicious. Joy, wake up, boom, there's a sense of the goodness of God. There's joy in me. I want to live like that. Here's my goal for the end of today, is that you would take home your little pocket kingdom that I've handed out to you. You'll see this kingdom. Oh my God, that's me. Oh, there I am, look. Oh, yes, 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 that's me. Because the kingdom of God has come. I want to talk to you about the leaven of the kingdom. Everyone say leaven. Who knows what leaven means? Bit of an old school word. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeast. Leaven's another word for yeast. Or at least that's the best I can figure out. Yeah, anyone made bread? Have we got any bakers in the house today? Like an actual baker? Cereal? No, but you made bread. Who's made bread? You know, and I don't mean bread with the bread maker that you put the stuff in and it makes it. Like, I mean really made bread. Anyone? Oh, good. How about that? I'd done it by the bread machine. The bread machine that we had was given to us secondhand, and after a little while it died. Here's how I know that it died. Put all the ingredients in, press, you know, go. And then like an hour later or however long later it is that they, you know, bake up their little thing, we came and looked inside that thing and the sucker was still about that thick. Like, it didn't do that beautiful big puffy floaty sort of bread yeast rising thing. It just was a flat thing. And so we thought, well, it's still cooked, like it's hard. It's been in that little oveny thing. So let's just try it, you know, because we waited hours for the thing. So pull it out and tuck in, and one of the mouthfuls was okay, but then the next mouthful, it was a disaster. I found the yeast. Didn't get mixed in. It just had kind of stuck. And that's why it didn't rise. That's why it didn't, you know, become something really spectacular. It just stayed flat and yuck. I've stuffed it making bread and it's not good. Maybe you have. But making fresh bread, when it works, when the yeast kind of makes the bread, the whole bread float up and get soft and yum. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Good, hey, good. My beautiful bride made a whole bunch for us today, so we're going to get into that a little bit. Some fresh bread, fresh made bread this morning. All right, so kingdom of God and leaven. And I want to talk about leaven. So here's the scriptures. Luke 17:20 and 21, it says this. I'm just going to give it to you in a couple of versions. The kingdom of God is not discovered in one place or another. The kingdom of God is not discovered in one place or another. Instead, the kingdom realm is already expanding within you. The kingdom of God isn't a location or a town or a house or a city or whatever. It's actually within you. And this version says, expanding within you. Put your hand on your belly. Might be easier for some of you than me. In here, the kingdom of God is expanding. In here. Now, you might go, oh, you Christians, you think some stuff and that's all a bit weird. And good on you. I hope that goes well for you. Jesus was talking to people who didn't even believe in him. Jesus is saying he's answering questions of accusing Pharisees or basically lawyers who've got him in a corner and they're going after him because they don't want him to pretend to be some God Messiah. You with me? The Pharisees actually hated him, and the Pharisees conspired to figure out with Jesus how we could get him murdered. And Jesus is saying to those very people, kingdom of God isn't in a place or a town or a house or a location or a physical geography. It's actually within you. What? Within you. Every one of you. All of us. There's a deposit, there's a presence, there's the kingdom inside of us. This isn't my idea. This is what Jesus said. Another version. People won't say, look, here it is, or there it is, for the kingdom of God is among you, amongst you. Here's why that's true. One of the beautiful principles in the kingdom of God is community. It's somewhere here. There it is. Interdependence. And community, interdependence and community. People say to me, oh, why do you keep going to church? I say, because I get to manifest the kingdom of God. When I come together with you and you and you and all of a sudden we're community, then guess what? The kingdom of God happened. Woo! That's good news. And when the kingdom of God happens, righteousness, peace, joy. Amen? Wow. So another translation. Now, when Jesus was asked by the provoking, attacking lawyers, the Pharisees, the religious elite, when the kingdom of God would come, he said this: the kingdom of God does not come with observation. He was saying that word actually is to follow the ritual. That's what that word observation means. It doesn't come with following the ritual. You won't ritualistically make it happen, he's saying. Nor will they say there or here, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Everyone say within you. Within you.
Within you.
Where is the kingdom of God? Of God is in us. Even the naughty ones. turns out I was fulfilling my obligations to our movement, the Salvation Army, this week, which required me to fill out all of the online questionnaires and assessments and things that we're required to do. And I discovered, quite by chance, because normally I just click through the things, but I did it properly, quite by chance that I was in breach of the Salvation Army's code of conduct. Maybe we should just stop the recording right now. Because the code of conduct for the Salvation Army, it includes that you would wear clothes in footwear. And I seem to be in breach of the code of conduct. But then they really rammed it home. They really made their point. They said, and you shall not wear ripped jeans. I think they're the only kind of jeans I have. I'm in breach. So for us naughty folks, and it's within you. Could you imagine? The kingdom of God is within you. It's already there. This is great news. This is such good news to your mates and your neighbors and, you know, this is such good news. The kingdom of God is already here. How's this? The kingdom of God is within you. I don't think you can get it any more black and white than that. Next verse I wanted to touch on, Matthew 13:33 says this. Jesus told him another parable. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Remember we said that was like yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and worked into 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. You with me? It's a picture of a lady making some bread. And she's making some bread and she's figured out, gee, we just need a dash of that leaven to get inside the flour and mix it all around, and that bread's going to float. That thing's going to rise. You know what happened to Jesus? He was dead, but then he rose. Do you follow? You know, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In fact, he even said this. He said, unless you eat my flesh, you won't partake. And he said, I am the bread of life. This is an invitation. It's all through Scripture. The kingdom of God is that thing which brings up and alive and increases. And it's right through the whole batch. Jesus said it like this. There was another, he taught the same parable in a different translation. Heaven's kingdom realm can be compared to yeast that a woman takes and blends into 3 measures of flour, and then she waits until all the dough rises. Do you get the picture? It's something, it's substance. It's this, right? This is the kingdom. This is the leaven, and inside of you, just mixed up inside of you, and then it increases and it increases and increases. And then what Isaiah said back in 700 AD is true, BC is true. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. It continues to increase. Amen? Amen. And it's increasing inside of you. It's increasing inside of you. Wow. Kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman was leavened. All of it. Now, in Scripture, leaven is sometimes not good, right? Jesus said something like this. He said, hey, to his followers, watch out, beware of the religious people, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, of the religious people, beware of what religious people would try to say to you or try to teach you or try to influence you by following rules and laws and regulations and trying to appease God. Beware of that. He said, that's like leaven. If you just entertain it for a little while, all of a sudden you're preaching law and condemnation and blame and guilt and shame, and you're right back here. He said, watch out for that. But in this context, in this parable, Jesus is saying, actually, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven. It's like when it gets into you, it can't help but do what leaven does. Leaven increases, it expands, and it causes to rise. Now, some of us have been in life circumstances that have been pretty crap and they've beaten us down. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about? And things are heavy and hard and they're way down on you, and sometimes it's like, oh, I don't even want to get out of bed. You know, things are tough. And leaven. Leaven, the kingdom of God is within you. Kingdom of God is within you. I just want to speak that word into you. Hey, this is truth, friend. If you felt that, if you felt the squashing down or the pressing or the holding down or the weighing down the weight of the world, the kingdom of God is within you. And I just call it forth today in Jesus' name. I call you to rise up into all the future and destiny that you have today. The King has it for you. It's future, it's destiny, and it's entirely good, and it's his kingdom. And there's nothing unpleasant about it. It's freedom. It's freedom. It's real freedom. It's real freedom. This is the kind of leaven that you want. This is the kind of leaven you want in yourself. The kingdom of God taking root and increasing. Two things happen this week. I just had a conversation with a dad from one of our kids' school. He's one of the parents that goes to, his kids go to school where our kids are. And this dad came to pick his daughter up, having had kind of a play date at our house. And it was actually a little party for my daughter, Elisha. It finished at 2. By about 5, I think, he was getting ready to go home. I said to him, "Do you have any faith story?" He said, "No, I don't." And so we got talking. He's an executive in Telstra. So I was trying to bargain a phone deal with him, but just joking. smart guy in business and doesn't carry a faith story. And he was asking me all sorts of questions. It's true. This guy, he didn't want to go home. Hey, babe. He was there for the long haul, the conversation. He just wanted to talk and hear. And he said to me, asked me a really interesting question. He figured out that I was a pastor or a minister or something. And he said, what's your big concern about the church then? I said, it's really simple. My big concern is that the church doesn't understand how incredibly good news we have, the incredible good news of the gospel. They don't understand the goodness of God and the gospel and the kingdom that he has given us. The church, my big concern for the church is that they don't understand. This is entirely in them. And he started to ask me questions about, well, tell me about this kingdom, right? And so we were just talking and talking. I'm explaining the kingdom to him. And he's like, his eyes are wide open. He's just like, I want that. I want that. It was a fascinating kind of conversation. But it all spilled out of his desire to want to know, what was the concern that I had for the church? My concern is that the church has known the stories of misery so long, the stories of the world, they're very loud. They're in the media, they're everywhere, right? There's no end of source to the stories of darkness. My concern is we've known these stories so well that we're desperately trying to get ourselves to this story here, right? And instead, Jesus has said, no, even to you naughty folks, this kingdom is within you. And I believe that, and here's my great concern, is that the church would have an awakening to the fact that this is me. Could it possibly be that right inside of me is all the ingredients, hear the word yeast, the leaven. Could it be that inside of me is all the leaven that's needed for me to live absolute peace on this earth, unshakable peace, you know, joy that bubbles up and just doesn't seem to cease? Could it be, is it possible that I could live this story of I am profoundly loved and loved and loved and loved? And I'm not trying to get someone to love me because I'm just loved. And could it be that the story that I live is of no judgment whatsoever, instead of being judged and judging others, that the story of the world has given me? Here's my great, great, great desire, is that today we'd have an awakening. We'd wake up, I don't have to strive to get this kingdom anymore. It's in me. What a beautiful gospel. What a beautiful story. The other thing that happened, because I think there's an area of repentance for us as a people. Actually, I'm not going to live the story of rubbish world stuff trying to get to anymore. I'm going to live the story of I am living the kingdom of God. And you know what? Sometimes the rubbish stories do emerge. I'm going to be honest with you. We have them. You know, sometimes I'm going to wake up and feel ashamed or guilt, or sometimes I'm going to feel a sense of I'm scared about or whatever. But I'm not living to try and get here. I'm here and I remind myself, hey, wake up, Craig. Truth is, the kingdom of God has come. The other experience that I had this week was in the prayer room. If you haven't figured it out, Tugra prayer rooms on Tugra Strait, we've got a month of prophetic declarations. We've had recognized national and international prophets in through the room every Tuesday night. We've got Pastor Julie Oldfield from C3, again, recognized nationally in her prophetic grace. She's going to be leading us again this coming Tuesday. But last week, I was on the floor in the prayer room and had the most profound experience. Literally, 4 thumping big angels jumped on top of me. don't know if you've experienced anything like this, but literally I was on the ground pinned down by four angelic beings. Now, that was intense, because when I say pinned down, I mean I'm on the floor and I can't do anything, right? I'm squashed, but I could move my hands. I had as much movement as I could get out of my wrists. I could move my fingers, only for a while, because they went numb. Because, you know, if you've got big angelic beings on top of you, eventually the circulation stops and you can't physically even. It was nuts. It was an incredible experience. And you know what? The whole time I'm going, God, what is this? What are you doing? What's happening? And the Spirit of God was working me like a great big chunk of dough. And he was kneading all of the leaven that he wanted to be established in me. He was kneading it through me. And he had big guys on top of me holding me so it could be properly worked in. It was nuts. It was incredible. And I was profoundly aware of everything that was happening. And so I'm just saying that to you because you can just cooperate straight up with the Spirit of God and say, you know what? I agree. I'm going to repent. I'm going to agree that the kingdom of God has now come within me and I'm going to let him do his work. Or you could have the big guys come jump on you, pin you to the ground for a few hours and go numb while he does it. Either way, your choice. The kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God is within you. Wow, the kingdom of God is rising up. The yeast, the leaven is moving through the whole batch. You're that batch. We're that batch. I love that Andrew's heart was that women would have kids dedicated here to be raised in a batch. He called it a village. I just thought of it as a great big pile of dough being kneaded and worked and yeast permeating the whole thing increasing, the whole thing, the whole body, the whole church arising to something stunning and beautiful and glorious. It's within you. It's very hard to hate yourself when you are awakened to the fact that this thing is in you. You're here. And it's increasing in you. It's hard to hate you when you're confronted with truth. Actually, I'm loved. I'm celebrated. I'm someone of significance. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm given this grace for peace when I should be freaking out. Permanent rest is a glorious story in the kingdom of God. You know, we sing it sometimes, the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." That idea is that inside of here, there is a tranquility, a restedness inside of my mind, my will, my emotions, that is the kingdom of God. Friends, my great prayer is that every one of us would become awakened to this glorious kingdom. Well, as I said to you before, you can just cooperate with the Spirit of God and just let him increase and knead all of that leaven through you. Or he can just bring the big angels and jump on you and do it. But he is increasing you. He is increasing his kingdom in you. And today I'm just going to pray a simple prayer and invite the Spirit of God to awaken you to it. Just to bring an awakening to you. So, can I invite the band to come up, and can I invite you as a congregation to stand? Would you just stand with me? You see, you get rescued into this kingdom. We've all known the stories of darkness, but all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, they rescue us into his kingdom. He rescues, he saves, and he establishes you in his kingdom. He's already placed his kingdom in you. But when we call on his name, he establishes us in his kingdom. Do you follow? His kingdom is already within you, but you can be established in this kingdom simply by calling on his name. And so right now, here's an invitation to any one of you. I'm going to ask you, if you've never asked Jesus to rescue you, if you've never actually called on his name and said, I need a savior, I need a rescuer, and I need this kingdom, and I want to be established in it, then today is that opportunity. We prayed right at the top of the meeting that there would be understanding that would come, and if you would approach this story today with understanding, then more would be given, and more would be given. Well, friends, the invitation is for those of you who have not yet called on the name of Jesus. Today, he wants to establish you in his kingdom. He wants to establish you as a son or a daughter in the kingdom. And so I'm going to invite you, just where you are, if you've not called on his name and been rescued into his kingdom, and today you're going to do that, I want you to raise your hand. Just where you are. Thank you. Thanks. Yep. Just raise your hand. Go, actually, I need that. I need to be rescued into his kingdom. Who is it? Who is it? Another? Is there another? Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need to be rescued into his kingdom. I need to call on his name and be saved. I need to be established in this incredible kingdom. Who else? Who else? Who else? Yep. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? We got time. This is a glorious kingdom. I don't know what it is to live in this kingdom, but I want to be rescued into it. Thank you. Thank you. Any others? Yep. Yep. Awesome. Place your hands down now. Thanks, friends. Thanks. Whole bunch of people saying, actually, I want to be rescued into this kingdom. That's how you get established in the kingdom of God. You're rescued into it. We're all going to pray a simple prayer. We're going to repent of being living from the stories of darkness. We're going to invite Jesus to break all darkness off us. And we're going to pray and welcome this kingdom of God upon us. Okay? So I'm going to invite every one of us in the room to pray this prayer after me. True Lord Jesus, I want us all to pray it. True Lord Jesus, I repent of the stories of darkness. I change my mind about darkness. Darkness, you will not have me. I renounce agreements that I entered into with darkness. Jesus, break all darkness off my body, off my soul, off my spirit, and off my generational lines. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for establishing me in your kingdom. I give you thanks and praise that I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for many of us, we may have made that decision years and years ago, or maybe last week or last month, where we've known that we've called on the rescuer and he's rescued us to his kingdom. We actually haven't been living from his kingdom. Father, I thank you for the grace of repentance just to come and fall upon every heart right now. Grace of repentance, the kindness of God to lead us to a different story. The story of your kingdom come. The story of the leaven of the kingdom bringing increase and rising up within us. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak to the dullness on any other person's heart here today, and I call it off. In fact, I'll blow it off now, right now. Any dullness in any of our hearts that have stopped us from understanding the truth, the kingdom of God is within us. Right now, I release it to you, an awareness, an awakening in your spirit right now. You might not understand it necessarily in your mind, but it's happening right now in your spirit, an awakening to the fact the kingdom of God is actually within me. The kingdom of peace is within me. The kingdom of joy is within me. The kingdom of righteousness is within me. The kingdom of freedom is actually within me. I release that truth into your spirit right now. And in Jesus' name, I bless that truth. I bless it into your spirit that you would prosper and flourish in the kingdom exactly how leaven is meant to work. It would bring increase within your spirit. The kingdom of God would continue to expand inside you. You would find yourself increasing in love, increasing in good works towards others, increasing in peace. You would find yourself usually rattled, now clear-minded and sober in mind and judgment and thinking. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your people with this glorious gospel, this glorious good news. The kingdom of God has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, the word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is a new decade. This is a new season of tasting and seeing. Seeing the kingdom come. Here's a simple thing I want to invite all of you to enjoy. There's four fresh cooked loaves of bread down the front here. I want you to engage by way of saying, I'm going to partake of this kingdom. I'm going to enjoy this kingdom within me. Why don't you come down the front, cut yourself off a little bit of fresh baked bread, have some butter on it, enjoy it, take a mouthful of it, take a slice of it, and enjoy it. Meanwhile, those of you who want to just have some prayer around, actually, I need that freedom increased within me. We're going to pray for freedom this morning. We're going to pray for healing today as well. If you've got physical illness, I want you to come down the front. We're going to see more healings, just like we saw with Pastor Craig today. We want to break through in healing for you. So if there's sickness in your body, come forward. If there's specific prayer in your heart that you want, come forward. We'll pray. Otherwise, partake of the goodness of God, the fresh bread. Allow the leaven that's in that bread to speak to you about the leaven of the kingdom inside of you this morning in Jesus' name.